who did well and outperformed what they were expected to do?
I would say that we had wrestlers like Marcus Anderson and Wyatt Litzer and Jonas Anderson. So what I would say for Marcus was that Marcus, like, this is the best wrestling I've seen him wrestle all year round. You know, we've talked here before where I was like, you know what, they need to be ready. They need to show up. They need to peak at the right time. And Marcus did. I mean, he came out and, like, you could see how much he wanted it. And as a coach watching that, that's just incredible. You know, you're just like, we're peaking at the exact right time. He went 2-2, so he didn't quite place. He was one. Wyatt, Marcus, and Jonas were all one matches away from placing. So they all were right there. You know, and unfortunately, they weren't able to get to that placing. But I know that just being in that facility, they're, you know, at the end of it, they're just already excited for the next year. So Marcus showed up, you know, Jonas as well. But Jonas, you know, he was very fatigued from being sick earlier. So, but what I saw out of him was how far he can dig to continue wrestling. Like, he dug real deep in some of his matches, and I'm like, oh my God, he still has a little bit more. He still has a little bit more. And he was able to pull out two wins, which is just great. I mean, I really, with him being as fatigued as he was, I was a little worried, but he did well. He was a little unfortunate for Wyatt. Now, the only thing I would say that's unfortunate about Wyatt was not how he wrestles. I mean, again and again, I always say that he is one of my more fun people to watch because I know he gives it 110% when he goes out there. But what was unfortunate is that when he was drawn into his 152-weight bracket, is that he went up against two of the region guys from Southeast, the guy who took second and the guy he lost to that took third. And I'm like, we wish we could have had drawn better, but it's just the way it is. So he lost to the two guys from Southeast that he's already seen, but he did beat the guy from a different region. So had he been drawn in differently, would he have done anything different? I don't know. But it was an unfortunate draw for Wyatt. But, you know, Wyatt still is one of those guys that just you just love watching him wrestle. And he went 1-2. And, yeah, I mean, he had an unfortunate draw. But, and yeah, so we had Gage Masson and Kyle Biggers to take sixth place. Both Gage and Kyle had really tough semifinal matches. Kyle, all since ACS, since Alaska Christian Schools tournament, he saw who took first, and he took third there. And he has just had it in his head that he's going to whoop that guy's butt, mm-hmm. right? And so he went out, and he went out as hard as he could, and it was an awesome battle. Unfortunately, he did lose. But after that, it kind of shook him a bit. He kind of got a little flustered on his next match, and then he was able to go into the fifth and sixth match, and he found that fire again to be like, you know what, I ain't giving up. I'm going to show who I am. And then he did, and he went out. Unfortunately, he did take a loss, but it was not a bad loss. None of these losses were bad. It was just a decision by points, you know. Yeah. And so he took sixth. And Gage also took sixth. Now, what impressed me the most with Gage is like how long he's been wrestling, and then how, like, he's had a shorter season than the rest. How much he's improved in just the little mat time that he has had. On his fifth and sixth place match, he went against the guy he had lost to named Evander Elixman from Sitka. At first time they met, Evander teched him. Second, major decision. Third time, just a decision. This time, Gage was up the whole time, just absolutely whooping up on him. Caught in a really bad situation last 10 seconds. So, but all that tells me as a coach, yes, it's unfortunate that Gage did not get the win, but it tells me that, wow, like, this kid has so much potential, you know, more time in that room, he's just going to steadily grow. I'd still like to know Aiden Cotta and Laquel Deinhard. Laquel, I mean, wasn't supposed to be at this. She was an alternate, but she ended up going in, and she was just the happiest person ever just to be able to wrestle. She did go 0-2, but she said, you know, on her fast match, she's like, I gave it all, you know, and I'm just happy to be here. And then she now has fired up. And so with Aiden Cotta, Aiden is having the really last good two tournaments, regions and this one, because you can see it in his eyes that he wants it super bad. So my whole team, after this state tournament, you can tell that they are now like, you know what, we're going to start doing some postseason training, and hopefully next year we'll do, you know, skyrocket to the top.
I can't forget Didi Toyamura. She took fifth place.
Yep. Now, Didi Toyamura is our highest state placer, and she did take fifth place. Yeah.
I know, like, most of the season, she didn't have much competition. She finally got some.
She got some. And, you know, and that the person that she met in the semis really brought it to her, you know. And it, I think it shook her a little bit. You know, Didi has been so dominant wherever she goes that I think that person bringing that fire to her, she wasn't quite ready for that. Didi, when she wrestles, she's more like a train. Takes a little bit of momentum to build up, but once she's built up, I mean, it's hard to stop her. And that girl that she, the second place girl from Lathrop, she just brought it to her right away. And I think that was their strategy. I think they knew, you know, and so we did our best, and Didi just went and fought. And then Didi went against, on the backside semis, against the previous state champion, and she beat her at ACS. So I think that girl had a little vendetta against Didi, and they were, there was just a hard fought, just bam, 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 bam match. They're both the same size girls, and it was just a really, really hard match against each other. And then when she did take that loss, she went to the fifth and sixth, and she was just like, nope, I ain't losing again.
Anything else you want to mention?
I'd like to just thank the parents and the school for, like, doing our best to make this season the best we can. And we had our, you know, our old coaches help us out too, Rob Schwartz, Marty Masson. They give us advice all the time. But I'd like to have a huge, huge, huge thank to my assistant coach, Mike Quarrel. I mean, literally, without him, this team would not have been the same. I mean, me and him mesh really well together. There are many times where I couldn't be there, and I knew leaving him with the team, it would, we're going the exact direction that we both wanted. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody, Mike, you know, the parents, to dealing with everything, and thank you for the, you know, Petersburg High School for making it work and all that. So, yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody, and hopefully next year when Mike and I come back, we're gonna crush it.